You scared me there. I thought you were already recording.
Yeah, don't mind me. Retarded.
Ah, that's fine. It's fine. Anyway, hello. I don't remember what I was going to say after that, but hello. Another episode of Third Lake Show. It's been like, what, almost 2 months, it feels like?
Shout out college.
Shout out college. Shout out sickness. Shout out life. It's April 7th, 2025. How's your week been, Shu? Or a month, 2 months, year? How's 2025 treating you?
It goes. It's life. There's positives and negatives. One morning I woke up and my aunt texted me. She's just like, hey, thinking about you. She's like, how are you? And I was like, life is life. She's like, well, you're scaring me. You always say that. And I was like, all right. Like, I don't know what to tell you. There's good and bad. So she's like, well, can I call? And I was like, yeah. So we talked. Turns out my aunt has been dealing with breast cancer for almost a year. And she's been doing it all alone, essentially. So it was like, Jesus Christ. And then I started training for powerlifting, getting those numbers up. And then right as the training got good, my trainer fucks off to go do her thing. So She-Hulk is now gone. And then, let's see. I got a hemorrhoid. Found that out at the gym. I sat down to do calf raises. And I was like, dude, my asshole is so uncomfortable. And then I fucking come home and I'm like washing up. And I was like, oh, yeah, my butthole hurt. And I fucking did a little self-examination. I was like, that is 100% a hemorrhoid. Like a little bubble on my asshole.
Oh, I've had a few of those in my lifetime already.
I was Googling like what to do, and they're like, put cream on it. Step two, ice pack it. And I'm like, I'm not cheeking a fucking ice pack, dog. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You can't do that. I mean, other than that, we moved. Although I think we didn't we do a podcast here? Maybe not. I don't know.
When did? If you have anything else to say, you can. I'm going to quickly see when our last podcast was.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think we've done one yet.
I don't think so either.
Moved to the next town west. It's pretty cool. Forgot how awesome air conditioning is. That's what I forgot about. And I hate half my teachers this semester. Like, they're like, I mean, I guess I could phrase it better. I like half my teachers this year.
Yeah, the positives.
Yeah. I totally don't like the fucking art bitch who assigns like 5 assignments each week. Meanwhile, my English and my pathophysiology class and my mass media class assigns like maybe 2. Yeah.
I'm starting to understand the struggles with classes and hating some of your teachers.
Oh, dude, I can't wait for those anonymous reviews at the end of the year. Buckle up, bucko, it's coming. Why? What's going on with you?
Well, I mean, oh man. Oh, by the way, last one we did February 18th, 2025. Woo. And I totally wasn't like a week late to edit and post that thing because I forgot about it. Totally didn't do that. That wasn't me at all. No, I mean, what with my school stuff, my last two teachers, proctors, whatever they're called, I don't know. They were both great, you know, in March. Lovely people. One of them is like a streamer on Twitch, and she's actually pretty chill and has helped me a lot with, like, you know, going into my field and stuff. So she's actually really cool. Combined together, those two classes, I had like maybe in a week had like 12 to 14 things due, right? And maybe only like half of those had like grades attached to them. The rest were like, hey, you just got to make sure that you submit like a thing just saying that, like, you know, you did your like studying or you watched a lecture or something like that, right? Mark it as complete. Just started a new class today.
Hell yeah.
This week alone, I have roughly exactly the same amount of homework, but it's only one class. So I don't know. It's just like, I see. Things have changed. Is this the class that they warned us about where we have to make like a 40-slide PowerPoint or something? God, I hope not. But it's not too bad. Honestly, not too bad so far. I thought I was really going to fail those last two classes. And so far, it's still looking good. I don't know. It's been like 3 weeks since I've gotten a grade. I don't know. But
no news is good news, man.
Exactly. I think before our last, since our last episode, my mom has been in China for like a month. She comes back Wednesday.
Oh, so, welcome back.
Yeah, we're totally not about to do a really big cleanup and stuff like that. And totally not having to get rid of the evidence that we had someone live here that wasn't supposed to for a month.
What?
Totally not going to do. Yeah, we had someone, one of our friends, was going through like their, I don't want to like get too into their stuff, but they were going through some stuff.
Yeah.
And they just needed to move. So we were like, cool. Our mom goes to China for a month. You could stay with us, get a job here, and then move in with one of our friends afterwards. All of that has been completed. So all of that is so far good. It was just, if you ever meet my mom, one, don't. And two,
what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You know how she already treats you. Come on now. And don't tell her about this part of her being gone. About us housing someone that we're not telling her about.
Your aunt still listen to this?
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure
we're
going to
find out. I think you're going to find out.
we mentioned it to like everybody else except for her. So, except for our mom. So we'll see.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This will be interesting.
It will be. And then I had my spring break last week, which I used pretty much just working and then streaming. I started streaming again. I don't know if you've noticed.
No, I art papers.
Art papers. It's been a busy time for us. Yeah, I just started streaming again. Not exactly anything interesting. I've just been playing, you know, like Valorant or like some competitive game or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's been going, I guess. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our state banned vapes.
Like entirely?
Yeah. No more flavored ones. So you got tobacco or menthol flavored ones only.
Oh, the Supreme Court just fist fucked everyone with that too.
Yeah. Anyway, online stores are really cool. You should check them out. I don't know. That's a lot cheaper too.
Say that again.
Online stores.
Yeah.
There's one that I totally didn't buy. It was one of my coworkers was talking to me about it, and they're like, "Yeah, I just go through here because it's cheaper, and it's like, you know, shipping is pretty quick for the most part. They just switched to like some third party like shipping company, and it, you know, they say it's gonna take like 3 weeks. I placed an order, and like 2 days later, I got all of my stuff. I was like, so you lied to me. He's like, no, usually it takes that long. And then he told me the real story of like, I just order through like, he has like two jobs. He orders through one of his other bosses. They just put like a mass order in. And I was like, see, if you said it like that, that makes more sense. You know, you're putting in like $3,000 worth in one order from like, you know, 20 different people. Might take a while. He didn't decide to mention that to me. He just said, yeah, it took like 3 weeks. So I have like 14 vapes. Do you want one?
No. No, as the parent of a fucking teenage daughter, I could not have that in my house.
Yeah. Anyway, I just got a stockpile of them now. But you got anything else you want to say before we get into some like gaming news stuff?
Do I got anything else?
Yeah, before we get into like video game stuff and movie stuff, I guess.
I mean, it's probably the Minecraft movie.
Did you see it?
No, I haven't seen I haven't seen a movie in theater since Guardians of the Galaxy, the newest one. That's it. What's up?
Pretty close to me as well. Yeah, I was just. Say, like, I'm pretty sure that's like roughly the same time.
I couldn't give a fuck less about like I'm happy Minecraft movie's doing good because it seems like it's a movie with like it just wants to tell a story. It doesn't want to shove something up your butt. And I'm happy it's doing well. It's not my thing, but I can respect it.
I haven't seen it either, I will say. I've heard mixed things about it though. I've heard some people like it and I've heard other people say it's bad. And then they tell me that they watch the version that doesn't have CGI in it. And I'm like,
There's a virgin. There's a version without CGI.
Apparently, there was a leaked version of it that went online that spread like wildfires. No offense, California. That just everybody has seen. It just doesn't have any of like the special effects or anything like that.
Why?
I don't know.
Why
it just
would
happen?
If that was on purpose, I'm kind of fucking with it. Honestly, like eat a dick, bitch. Here you go. Here's fucking. Here's a villager. It's just a stick figure that is crudely drawn on a piece of paper and floats around.
People are saying like the Endermans look bad, and I'm like,
that's just racist.
You need special effects if you're gonna get like the full effect of like any of the creatures in there. The whole movie is kind of racist. They're doing is fighting piglins.
Swine-headed.
they're the villains apparently. I don't know. It's weird, but I think this weekend, Last of Us Season 2 is coming out.
I'm scared. I'm scared for multiple reasons.
Very mixed.
Yeah. I saw an article and it was talking about that they're not going to have the same mistakes as Part 2 of the video game. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And then I kept reading, and they were just like, yeah, we felt like the timeline for the part two in the video game was too fast. So this one can be like four seasons. And I'm like, hell no. What the fuck? Four seasons for what? Yikes. Yikes.
I don't know if they count as spoilers or something like that. But like one of the things was talking about like how all of like the in the second game, they have like a lot of flashbacks or something like that. Like in between the time between like in between the first game and second game. In the second game, they have like flashbacks of like in between that time, right? And apparently that's like what this season's supposed to be about, is like that in between time before like the big jump. But then there's also like they've already shot things that were like in the beginning of the second game, where, you know, right before the golf club and everything like that. So I am very skeptical. But what I'm not skeptical about is Fallout Season 2. I've seen some of the pictures of it.
Dude,
it looks really good.
Fucking 6 to noon anytime I think about that. I'm like, Last of Us is going to... I have a real bad feeling this is gonna bomb, and it should have stopped after the first one. But I keep seeing
like
Fallout stuff, and I'm like, yeah. I keep seeing Fallout stuff, and there's some membranes that react to blood flow. Oh my god, Walter Goggins. Speaking of Walter Goggins, Righteous Gemstones, the final season's come out. I have seen so much of Walter Goggins' prosthetic penis in 5 episodes. They are not shying away from that one, man.
I so badly need to catch up on that show. I just can't remember the HBO password or the Max password.
Dude,
and
I keep forgetting to
ask for it. Yeah.
I'll send it to you. Or if you want to have like a little watch along and do some homework at the same time, I ain't gonna fucking shake a stick at that.
Now that sounds like a plan.
It's
a
date.
That's
a date.
Totally are in the same room watching it, doing homework.
We're not. We're illegally doing
this. We're watching it on Discord.
We're illegally doing this. Suck my cock.
Also, there's just been a lot of ads on Discord.
Oh my god.
It's crazy, right?
And they're so intrusive. They're covering over functions. I hate it.
Yeah. They're like, hey, you have to do this. And it's, no, I want to leave this call. Please, let me leave.
Whoever made that fucking idea, man, that's a sicko. That person smokes cigarettes when they're clipping their fingernails, man. Like they're fucking demented.
Yeah, like right now I have it. Right now it's like rewards available for Megan 2.0. And I was like, I haven't even seen Megan 1.0. I don't know what it's about.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah, it's Megan 2.0 trailer quest. Watch the Megan 2.0 trailer to win one day of Nitro. No one gives a fucking shit. It's crazy. It's so dumb. This, and also, just the crazy I think in this past, like, 2 weeks alone, I've had to decline, like, 30 friend requests from just people I might have one server in common that's just like with some like random community. Like, I'm still in the Tarkov, like, Battle State Games Discord.
Oh, they're fishing.
And I just get that just random people will just like add me. I've added one person by accident, and they're not gonna listen to this, but if you do, you know who you are. They keep asking me if I need work done, like art wise commissions. They're just trying to make money. They keep pleading, like, I'm going to lose my house if I don't get this one commission. I'm like, no, you're not. Stop trying. Literally, I just told them to stop. Just please stop. And I think I still have like 4 unread messages from them. So you know who you are. Please stop it. Fuck you. Speaking of Switch 2 prices. Have you seen them?
No. Oh. I literally couldn't give a fuck less, if I'm being honest. What am I missing?
Let me see if I can find. So, price. $449.99.
Is there? Okay, so I guess I should go back even further. Is there anything hardware wise that's different for the Switch 2?
It's bigger, but the same like width, length. I don't. It's okay. Like the same thickness.
Same thickness. It's just wider and longer.
Bigger screen. Apparently the Joy-Cons are supposed to be better. Rather than like the thing that they have now, they're like magnetically attaching.
I did see
thing,
that.
Which
genius.
Totally weird. Yeah. I don't hate it, but I could definitely see over time it's just not going to click together anymore, you know?
Dog, that's not how magnets work. How do they work?
Who knows? I just know I'm going to somehow break a magnet.
I don't know about you, but anytime I have to fucking dick around with like the locking mechanism on the handheld piece you slide on or the button press for the back of it. Look, man, I'm a grown ass man with grown ass man fingers. I don't fucking like those. I don't like those. I got sweaty hands. So it's just, I don't fucking like it. So if it's magnetic, more power to you. Might actually think about buying one.
Yeah. I still want one. Don't get me wrong.
I did see they're giving Mario Kart voice chat.
Yeah, they're adding Discord clone or possibly just Discord into it.
I might be hopping onto that. See if I got the old juices.
It's got two USB-C ports, so you could plug in a camera on the top one or like charge it from the top if it's like, you know, like docked, not docked, but like, you know, like, what is it called? I don't know. You know, when you put like a tablet up or something like that. You know how you can do that. They have a charging port up top. They have one on the bottom so it can still dock. New dock that comes with a fan so it doesn't like overheat. Not really a new fan on the Switch, I don't believe. You can add a camera. I don't know if you... Please, if you have time, just look at like the Nintendo Direct for the Switch 2 and just... Look at the quality of the cameras that they tried to promote as a good thing. It felt like 2008 YouTube like quality.
Wait, so is it gonna have more processing power?
No fucking clue.
Okay, so they haven't released that yet.
They might have. I know it says it's supposed to be like better quality wise and everything like that. Apparently, when you're docking it, you can get up to like 4K resolution.
Fuck out of here. No way.
As long as you have a TV, I guess I could handle that.
You're a fucking liar. There is no way.
I'm just repeating what I'm remembering from the Switch 2 thing. It's a lot of crazy stuff. The new Mario Kart is like an MMO thing, apparently.
What?
It's like open world. Like you could race with your friends or you could just go off track and explore the world.
So it's like Forza Horizons, but Mario Kart.
Yes.
I'm kind of in,
obviously
dog.
Obviously, I need the Nintendo Online thing.
A lot of
backwards compatibility. Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom are both getting a Switch 2 like upgrade. I don't know if it's a version or just like a free upgrade with it.
It ain't free. This is Nintendo, pal.
Yeah, of course it's not free. They have a tutorial game you can do to see the functions of inside the Switch 2 and the Joy-Cons that cost money.
Sorry.
Downloadable content.
Wait, say that again? Sorry, I just saw the Switch 2. That thing looks disgusting.
It doesn't look good. They have some kind of like downloadable like game or like tutorial thing just to show that shows you like the different things of the Switch 2. And it's paid for. Like you have to pay for that. God,
whatever.
Price tags for games are also increasing.
I think $80.
$80 and then $90 for physical?
People, this is ridiculous. I'm about to be one of those weirdos who only plays indie games. This is fucking insane to me.
Yeah.
This is a, oh God. This is like the Watcher argument. Be like, we employ so many people. We have a lot of overhead. That sounds like a you fucking problem, dumbass. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That ain't my fucking problem. Why am I being attacked?
Go give us money.
Come on, man. We want to keep it as is. No. Shove it.
They brought back the C button, but it's literally for the voice chat. And the, there's still no anti-stick drift function on the Joy-Cons, so.
I talk all this shit, and I'm probably going to end up buying one. Obviously not on release. I'll let the fucking jabronis do that. Battle with fucking scalpers. I ain't doing with that. I'll wait.
That was my plan. I'm not giving Nintendo money. I'm buying it from a scalper.
Be like, bro, bro, here's how you fix this, okay? And I know no one really wants to hear this. Just don't sell them online. Just go give GameStop business. Lord knows they fucking need it. Just make it so you have to be, like, physically there. But we ain't going to talk about that now, are we?
I heard GameStop is closing more stores to, like, invest in Bitcoin or something.
Yeah.
I only read the headline, and that's all I read. I was like, I don't.
That kind of checks out.
Yeah, it really does. It's so, as much as I want the Switch 2, because I know all the next, like, Pokemon mm-hmm. games are going to be on there, like Legends or whatever, I don't really feel like spending $450 just for the console and then another $80 on top of that for a digital game, you know?
That's wild to me, dude. That is,
yeah.
Ugh.
It's crazy. But what also is crazy, I think I sent this to your Discord. RuneScape Dragonwild is a game that's coming out.
What is that? I genuinely don't know what that is.
So imagine the RuneScape world, right?
Okay.
You got sea shanties, you've got a wilderness and all that stuff. Now imagine if you could play in that, not as an MMO, but as an open world survival game with friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm kind of getting tired of that genre of games, but then I read the word RuneScape and I was like, I'm back in, you motherfucker. I kind of want to play that.
I'll give it a shot. Give me Sea Shanty 2 and we're in.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
I forgot. And we forgot. Repo has, like, been consuming us.
Yes, it has.
I fucking love that game.
I really want to play it again.
Dude, I've been playing it all the fucking time. Like, me and Trip, me and, like, a duo, we're getting to, like, wave, like, 12 when the game's not fucking us in the butt. Turns out, wave 1, you can have, like, 3 toddlers, and there is nothing you can do. And, yeah, that's cool. But, no, it is. I'm going to be stuck on that one. For a minute. I thoroughly enjoy that fucking game. Sorry.
I so badly want to go back. But then, like, spring break was the time where I was like, I get to play games. Mm-hmm. And I played, like, a total of maybe 2 different games. And the rest of the time, I was like, oh, I've got to do, like, this chore. I got to go, you know, cook this food. I got to go get this prepared for something else. I just haven't had time. And then, like, I was also, like, having to get all my homework done before spring break started, which, We're not going to talk about that procrastination right now. Totally not skipping out on a lecture right now.
Boy, are you serious?
It's recorded. All so right. I need to go back and watch it all later. Right. It's just.
We and you are about to have a serious fucking talk. I'm about to hit stop. Be like, we're done. We'll check back in whenever we're all done with this. That I am not being responsible with that.
All of my teachers and the school understands, like, we're all adults. You have some people in our class are working like 4 jobs at once, so they have like no time at all. And so they're like, yeah, we're just gonna record it all for you guys. We understand, because they have an entire, it's completely separate, right? They have their on-campus stuff, and then they have just the school's kind of like split where the other half is just all online. Everything is online, so
that's just busy. That must be nice. That must be really fucking nice.
Sounds like you got to go to a online only school.
Bro, no. No, I I need the in-person thing, and I need a mixture. Like, someone, there was someone who's been at that school for a minute, and they were just like, yeah, like, you do everything online that you don't need. You do the stuff you need in person. And that's been working out well for my two semesters so far. But that art class, I hope somehow there's a turd that ends up in her morning coffee. Don't know how. Fingers crossed.
As long as it's not, you know, like the same person who's taking shits in urinals, I think you'll be good.
Bro. I've been waiting.
As long as it's not.
I've been allegedly having conversations with this individual, and I have not seen what was promised. That's all I'm saying.
You know who you are. I don't even know if you listen to this, but you know who you are.
Yeah. Anyways, how about people named Rowan?
We can say his last name too, right? No.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't talked to that guy since we played like Repo or something.
Yeah, that's I go like months without talking. The funny thing is, I walk past his fucking place of living every Tuesday through Thursday. Does it smell like
bread and peanut butter?
Bro, you know what? We should actually check in on that guy. I was thinking about, like, he told me which room is his, so I was like, I've been debating on like putting a sticky note on there, just be like, you doing okay, buddy? Like,
I will say, as of April 7th, 2025, at 8:20 Mountain Standard Time, he is online on Steam.
All right.
So, yeah.
It might be one of his friends just hijacking his computer.
Maybe. He's been playing a lot of Repo with people, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe he's just doing solo runs. But
I won't lie. Every once in a while, I'll get nosy and I'll see people playing a game and I'm like, who the fuck they playing it with? And I'll hop on their Steam's friend list and be like, who is this? Like, what are we doing here? At the time, I do that with Ro. I don't see anybody. So I'm like, hope he's doing all right.
I see that too, but I realize a lot of their friends are probably just sitting in like that invisible status, so they're not looking like they're online. Mm. I obviously, you know, don't know anything about that.
I don't.
gotta hide some games. Schedule 1 also came out, and I've been seeing a lot of people play it. I bought it and I haven't touched it.
I've been watching. I'm waiting. I'm trying to see if like people are actually gonna buy it and then play it. That way, it's not just me. Like I'm.
I'm watching a lot of people play it who just play it solo and they're having a lot of fun too. So that's why I'm like,
Nah.
A friend from Arizona has been playing it and he's just been sending me. He's the only person I use Snapchat with except for Bacon, who keeps sending me some weird shit. I don't know. I haven't opened up his in a long time.
Yeah, I don't. I don't open Snapchat because of that man anymore.
Yeah. This guy just sends me this like random, the most random shit ever. Just like pictures of his screen of him playing Schedule 1 and then just sending me like some random ass tag with it. Which, we're friends on Steam and on Discord. But he decides to take a picture of his monitor with his phone and send it to me instead. I don't.
As a fellow shitbagger who just takes photos of his screen raw, I respect it.
Last thing he sent me was last night. All he said was, I'm going to go try Walmart macaroni and cheese. And I will report back after this expedition. It's been like 24 hours.
Claimed another scared. One.
Yeah. There's just been a lot of stuff that's been happening in the gaming world. And I feel like we've mostly talked about the Repo and the Minecraft movie and the Switch 2.
That's all we need.
It truly is. Do you know people collect a bunch of Mountain Dew that's been discontinued?
For what purpose?
It's just discontinued Mountain Dew that people just collect.
I mean, people collect everything. There's people who collect dinosaur turds.
It's their job. It's called a paleontologist.
No. These are untrained civilians walking around with dinosaur shit. There's a stupid name for it, too. It's fucking, I don't know, dude. Dinosaur people sometimes, they're like the Poofile. Sonic fans of the real, oh my god. They're like the Sonic fans of the real life world. That's how I feel. Either the coolest people or they give off some vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy mentioned he's been collecting crap ton of just discontinued Mountain Dew.
Why?
Have you ever heard of Mountain Dew Threshed Apple? It's a discontinued flavor.
It's not that old, right? Like, it's under 10 years?
I have no fucking clue. I don't know anything about discontinued Mountain Dew. Let me look it up. Threshed Apple. Discontinued. End of 2023 is what it was.
I was like, this is pretty recent.
I don't know anything about their flavors. Apparently, one of those, this guy posted on Reddit, one of those cans, can of Mountain Dew leaked and destroyed 60 cans of Mountain Dew Thresh Apple and his wall.
One can leaked and destroyed cans?
I guess.
Bro, stop drinking that.
Yeah.
Stop fucking drinking that, for the love of God.
Do you want to see his wall?
Ew!
Yeah. Also, like, if this is what your collection looks like,
looks like the apartment building I used to live in.
Surprise, surprise. No.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Wash your ass. I can tell you right now this person doesn't wash their ass. Ew.
Do they perhaps go to a gymnasium that you visited recently?
Bro, speaking of gymnasium, ever since She-Hulk's gone, you know that old adage of, like, cut the head off a snake, another three show up? That's true. It's true.
Yep.
It's true. It's all one race, too. That's the weird part. Like, Presley's the one who pointed it out to me. She goes, you know all the women who stare at you, they're all one race? I was like, thought about it. I was like, fuck.
It's the same at work, you know. We got one stinky left, two more showed up.
Ugh.
Those two left, four more showed up.
Bro, it's true. It's true.
It's getting bad.
The only one who isn't of that race has a big old wedding ring on her hand, and she's doing it. And I'm like, you need to stop. You probably have a family. You need to stop.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Is that Coke can floating? What is that? On the most recent one you posted, on the left side, bottom right. Dog, that's floating.
That has to be a Mountain Dew can.
I mean, whatever.
Mountain Dew.
That can is floating.
You can see it in the top picture, too, on the right side. It just looks like it's just filled with cans in that bin.
Okay, I thought it was just filled with liquid. Nothing's out of the question with this person.
It really isn't. It's all disturbing.
Every once in a while, I feel like an assault is okay. Like, what? This looks like an apartment. And if some poor fuck lives below you, I feel like they should be able to beat the shit out of you 2 times a year. And I mean, like, lay the wood.
It should be, like, birthday and, like, Christmas, you know?
No. It should be spontaneous ass-kicking, but he's guaranteed to no legal ramifications. Like, what was it? Like, the slap bit in How I Met Your Mother? That.
Yeah.
Just random, like, hey, man, how you doing? Ass-beating. And you can't fight back. You can't fight back 2 times.
I'm okay with this. Now, if this constitutes that, what's the next degree further that would constitute, like, like, full on just, like, battery and beaten up? Like, what's the next cause to have that happen?
If the person above you is a Sonic fan. Sorry, I will.
Or furry.
I don't even know, man. Like, unpopular opinion, furries are not as bad as Sonic fans. Followed closely by Mega Man fans. Like, I wouldn't seek out these people. I would rather hang out with a furry than a Mega Man fan or a Sonic fan. They're fucking weird to me, dude. Like, bronies are better off than these fucks. Like, they're just creepy, dude.
And what about the scalies, as they're called? The people
Spoon?
Who dress up as No. People who, like, dress up as, like, reptiles, like dinosaurs or, like, you know, reptile snakes and stuff like that, and then have sex in their costumes.
I feel like that's just furries. I mean, instantly, Yeah, they're. I'm just grouping them together. I'm painting with a broad brush right here.
Fair enough. Do you have any good eggs or earth ambassadors? And while you think about that, here's also a video of Pikachu running from the police.
Is this going to be like ear rape loud? No.
Pikachu, go!
Pikachu runs from the cops in massive Turkish protest.
Hell yeah. Turkey. Fucking doing it good. I do have an earth ambassador, and I will start with, what do you think this guy does? What the fuck is that? We got to delete that.
I was a little scared. It posted prosthetic Walton Goggins penis.
Doc, so many. So many. You have no idea.
Let's,
Oh, my God, I'm ready, bitch. Not you, this fucking thing, dog. What do you think this guy does? Keep in mind, he's going to Mars.
I have a couple of guesses.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, like, is it a criminal act?
No, but it should be. It should be. Not illegal. Should be.
Not illegal in a state or just in general?
In general. In general, it's not illegal, but it should be.
Okay. Well,
just give me any guess.
Gay cowboy. I don't know.
No, gay cowboys are perfectly fine. This man drinks his own piss cowboys. For health benefits. He also does urine enemas and splash it on my skin to sunbathe.
I just got like a really bad taste in my mouth, you know?
Why did you get the taste of piss, Doug?
Nah, it wasn't.
We got to talk, bro. We got to talk.
I just didn't like that, you know? My first thought was that he fucks animals. I'm not going to lie.
That's fair. The issue is that is illegal.
Yeah, so that's why I asked if it was illegal or not.
He was taught this. Apparently by someone who, quote-unquote, cured their testicular cancer through urine looping, which is drinking your own piss.
Bear Grylls?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It's just no, you know? Just no.
Yeah.
Also, when I say bad taste, it's like, It's not the taste of piss, okay?
I am very well versed in the taste of piss.
I promise you, I don't drink piss, okay? At least not my own. None at all, okay? Just none. I don't do that. It's gross. Oh, I don't. No. Oh, hey, did you know they're making another Freaky Friday?
Oh, my God.
It's a sequel.
With who? Oh, Lohan's the mom, right?
Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis are returning. Apparently, it's a double swap or something like that. This time,
I've seen those videos.
Lohan has a Lohan has a daughter and stepdaughter of her own, and they swap bodies with the older duo, who have been through this whole thing before.
They're Sherpas.
They're Sherpas, huh? I don't know. Did you watch the first one, right? Like a long time ago, probably.
Of Lindsay Lohan and Jamie, or like the OG first one?
OG first Freaky Friday.
No. Fuck you. How dare you?
You've seen theirs, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a crush on Lindsay Lohan like my whole life. Like, if I'm not mistaken, we're basically like the same age. I think she's a little older.
Is she the one who had like a big old like crisis thing?
She is one of them. Everybody, but she is one of them. 38. Yeah, so she's a little older. So yeah, I can comfortably say I've had a crush on her for a long time.
And me with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Dog. To be fair, Jamie Lee Curtis back in the day was a fucking smoke show.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she does, or at one time had a penis.
That hasn't stopped me in the past. some people aging. Have you seen the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio?
That's disgusting.
At all, right?
That dude's an animal, yes.
Like what? I saw the shorts YouTube video of him like getting an interview when he looks like 14, but he's 18, and then he looks 18 when he's 30, and he's 60 apparently. Yep. I didn't know that. Yep. Also, there's a new Karate Kid coming out.
I'm out. Jackie Chan and Will Smith's kid ruined it for me.
Yeah, it does have Jackie Chan in it. It has some new kid, but it does bring Ralph Macchio back.
What? Jackie Chan's just fucking teaching an army? What is this? What?
He's getting ready, I guess.
For what? What the fuck? Now I'm worried.
I have no idea. It looked very interesting. Probably not for me. I still haven't even finished Cobra Kai, so I don't know. But my Earth Ambassador is Verizon. We left your service back in February. Please stop billing us. We called you last week, and you owe us a refund. So instead of us owing you money, you actually owe us money. Please stop.
Take him to court, dude.
We called them last week, and they're like, we got switched to like three different lines or had to call like three different numbers or something like that. And eventually, like, they're like, yeah, we get, you know, this was a mistake on our part. Because we canceled all our lines, literally everything, but they, like, decided to keep two on there for some reason and kept billing us for that. So we called them. They're like, yeah, that's our bad. We'll refund you. And then they updated our bill. They sent us an email. They're like, we see all your lines are disconnected, so we reduced the price. But you guys are late on your due date. And we're like, no, we're not. We're not going to pay you. Fuck off. They got very heated. Personal chatting with the family about that. Let me just say, can't say it on a podcast. That's bad. But yeah, no, fuck them. They're pieces of shit. Don't ever use Verizon. Anyway, you got any state speculate?
We can go back to cunts and clits.
Oh yeah,
you it tired just pops,
of the,
dude.
AI version of state speculate.
Yeah.
Florida beyond.
ChatGPT can suck me.
hey, careful, it might in 10 years.
I don't know. There was that one kid. He fell in love with ChatGPT and broke his heart. And he decided to take the forever nap. That's a real story.
That's fake. Don't try it.
Yeah, don't do that. All right. Where does this take?
I think I'm supposed to guess that.
Yeah, it doesn't. I read it and I was like, I didn't even look for a location because I'm that out of practice. All right.
It's one of those things where it's been so long. Honestly, I think we kind of forgot to start doing this again.
Yeah. Okay. Just guess the airline. There is not a place whatsoever.
Okay.
Guess the airline. Plane passenger still in shock after fellow flyer projectile vomits on her. Quote, chunks and debris hitting me.
Delta.
Oh my God, you're right. This is Delta. I guess a woman and her daughter were trying to go back home. And they, like, right after the plane took off, a man got up from his seat and was rushing to the bathroom. The stewardess tries to stop him. And the person who got vomited on says the man had a funny look, and then as soon as the stewardess finished that sentence, he started vomiting, to which then he tried to cover it up to then catch it. The problem was it was so forceful, it started spewing out from both sides of his hands and just started spraying 90 degrees left and right and just covered people. Just covered them. He covers it, quote, he covers his mouth to catch it. It goes out the sides and showers down the right side of my body. And I'm not talking just liquid. This is like chunks and debris hitting me, going down my side, on my armrest, on my coat, on my seat. Quote, my pants start getting wet because it's seeping under my butt.
Aww.
It was a waterfall of puke.
Have you ever had a bad experience of something like this?
Either I was like
a road trip or a flight. Don't show me.
I was the vomiter in a situation like this. I was in elementary school, it was fifth grade, and this kid, I haven't looked it up, but like there was rumors of this kid, and like I just moved there and he wanted to be friends, so I was like, okay. And he's like, hey, like playing baseball, like if you want to come hang out, like it's an all day thing and I only play one game, so we can just play while I'm waiting for my other fucking game. And I'm like, okay. So I go over there, they get donuts, and like it's like 8 a.m. They pick me up from my house, and like we get to the field, and dude, I had a burn in my stomach. And I'm like, I'm freaking out because like we're not even to the fucking park yet where this guy has to play fucking baseball. And dude, it's the minivan where like it's the front row of seats, like the driver and the passenger, and then the back row is like individual seats. Bro, he's sitting in the right one. I'm sitting behind the driver. I vomit all over the back of the driver's seat. And then I like, as I'm vomiting, look down and cover myself. I just met these people 3 minutes ago. Dog, their fucking minivan caked in vomit and like raw digested donut. I felt so bad. The mom was just like, it's okay, let me clean this up, we're gonna get you home. And dog, I'm sitting there, I got a sweatshirt on because it's like early spring, so it's still cold. I had sweatpants on, bro, covered in puke. And this poor woman had to clean up my fucking vomit and then shuttle me back home. And then I fell asleep for the rest of the day. Didn't wake up till the next day. Never talked to that kid again. Shout out James from Mission Viejo. What about you?
I think I vomited once in a car, but I was fast enough to like, I think I grabbed like a chip, like one of those small chip bags. And was able to get most of it in there. It was like pure like candy liquid. I think we were
candy liquid.
We were in like Six Flags or someplace in like, it was either like Cali or like maybe like the theme park here or something like that. And all I had that day was like candy and sugar. And then we got like real food. And I guess that really fucked with my stomach of like, hey, you know, bottom layer is just sugar. And then you start having like chunks of actual food come in or something like that. And I vomited up and it was none of the actual food. It was just, it was like that thing when you just like put a bunch of like different colored candies into like water and it turns into that like gross color. That's what came out. It was not a lot of stuff. So luckily it wasn't too bad, but it was one of the weirdest things of just like, I vomited. It didn't look like vomit. It looked like I just like vomited up like the Venom symbiote kind of thing.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then there was one time my sister vomited in the car after Chili's visit. We went to Chili's. And then my sister's dog has also vomited on a plane.
So. Oh! Yeah. I had another instance where I was the puker. My mom and dad just got a divorce. I was around like 6, 7 years old. And my mom... we went on a road trip to like Disneyland or like California. And the night before, so like some background for me, when I was a little kid, loved mac and cheese. I loved eating hot dogs out of the fridge and I loved drinking coffee creamer, like just straight out of the bottle, like that vanilla coffee made shit. Okay. So
stuff.
Yeah. so the day for the road trip shows up and what happens is that for some reason, there was a plate of raw sausage, and me being 7, I didn't know you're not supposed to eat raw sausage because I thought it was hot dogs. Ate the whole thing. Get in the back of my grandma's Cadillac that was going to drive us all the way over there. Fucking spewed chunks all over the back of that fucking thing, too. I had to stay in the fucking car all the way to California, dude. Yeah, dude, that was rough. It was burgundy. It was a burgundy fucking Cadillac. And it had red, like burgundy. Oh, yeah, that too. But like it was burgundy leather, and then it had like burgundy carpet on the inside. Bro, so much pink vomit came up because it was raw pork. Great time.
I think there was one time. Like, I don't vomit a lot. So I'm trying to remember all the times I have. There's a lot of times where it's just I vomit, it's just like alcohol that comes out. That's happened twice. But that's always been at home. There was one time I vomited, I think, on our football field in high school. Mm-hmm. And it was the weirdest thing. It was like I vomited up like a totally perfect raw egg.
Ew.
Yeah, it was just, it came in one chunk. Like, it was just one quick just blah. And it was just white on the outside, and the center was like a yolk. It was just yellow. And so I vomited up, I guess, cancer or something. I don't know. But it was just the strangest thing ever that just that happened.
Did you
I didn't feel sick or anything. It just went, blah, blah, and that was it. Yeah. Yeah. I was totally fine the entire time.
did you ever do the two bananas and a Sprite challenge back in the day? This is like 2012, 2014 maybe?
I don't think I ever did. It's one of those things where I'm like, I still kind of want to do it.
Oh, my God.
Even though bro. I know it's bad, you know?
Bro, it's. I did it twice. I did it at my buddy Dylan's house. I'm sure the YouTube video is up somewhere. Just lost forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Like, every time I did it, it is. My God. If you like vomiting, it's awesome. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you.
I've heard a lot of people say they like vomiting, and then I realize that they're alcoholics, so I don't know if I can trust their word.
Two bananas and a Sprite 100% causes vomiting.
Yeah.
100%. And, like, within... Because, like, the way we did it, obviously, two bananas, but then we'd get a 2-liter, and you couldn't even drink not even close to half. Like, maybe a quarter. And I'm being awfully generous. And then it is just... You're going to pump your stomach.
Ooh.
It's a lot of fun, though. All right.
All right, next challenge. I know what I'm doing.
Cunts and clits. This is in Europe. Okay. Country bans ninja swords and move to crack down on violent knife crime.
Is this just UK, England?
It is. It is.
Okay. Pretty quote, simple fix.
Just they're looking for anything, else? 24 weapons... under the umbrella term of, quote, ninja swords.
Okay.
Confirmed ninja swords will be banned this summer.
So they can't even get the correct term or anything
no.
like that.
No. Ninja swords. Someone lost their life, and that's why they're doing this. But attached to this is you calling it ninja swords. This is like a shooting happens in America, and you call it cowboy weapons.
You gotta get rid of all them six shooters.
This is wild.
Yes, I definitely need to get rid of all my ninja swords. If that's all they classify as.
I'm trying to figure out like what they put in there.
I'm guessing katanas.
Yeah.
Wasasashi or something like, you know, the ones that they always used to like kill themselves in World War II.
Oh, the little one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck a zombie knife is. Apparently, that's one of them. Belt buckled knives. What the hell?
I've seen a couple belt buckled. I don't know those. Maybe kunais count as well.
Oh my God. I'm sorry someone died.
Yeah, but like, that sucks, but.
It instantly hits, like, takes away from the strength of your argument if you're calling them ninja swords.
Yeah. Are you going to own any ninja swords?
You know, I'm in the belief that, like, anyone outside of one race owning a ninja sword is kind of cringe territory. So I don't do it. I'd love to own a katana, like an actual one, like spend an ungodly amount of money on it. But like, you know, like I said, cringe. So like, I don't know. Every time I see I mean, how far are we? We're an hour into this. YouTube ain't catching this. Anytime I see whites with katanas, it's one of two people. One a cokehead or two a weeb. And there's no in between. And both of them are cringy to me. So I don't
rich
fuck with
people.
It. Yeah, sure. Rich people also can afford cocaine. So.
Yeah, fair. Would you say if they like actually had like training to properly use it? Or like, what if it's a white blacksmith that made this sword?
There's exceptions to the rule. But
there we go.
The overwhelming majority in my book, and I know it's wrong, but I don't really care, is cringe-ass white or Cokehead. That's just who I've ran into in my life. Cringe-ass white or cokehead. It's
that's most
every
of
time.
The people I see online as well who own katanas or, you know, samurai swords or ninja swords as they're classified in the UK.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I want to own one, but my race still has a feud with them, so I don't think I can.
Still has a feud with them. I think it's okay, because like, the more I learn about Japan, the more I'm like, I don't think there's a fucking Asian country that likes Japan. Like, I'm starting. It's kind of weird.
It's taught me anything. They're assholes.
all right. Clits and Cunts, U.S. This will be an eastern state. Man found with live turtle concealed in his pants by TSA at state's airport.
East, like East Coast or the North?
East Coast.
East? Okay.
I mean, I think technically it's on that line. So I look at the.
Mm-hmm. New Jersey?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. A Pennsylvania man who was going through the security at a New Jersey airport was found to have a live turtle concealed in his pants. I'm starting to think there's something weird in Pennsylvania.
I was literally going to say it's Pennsylvania, yeah. And then I was like, oh, you mean touching the coast. Gotcha.
The turtle was detected Friday after a body scanner alarm went off at the airport. Conducted a pat-down and determined there was something concealed in the groin area of his pants.
Yeah, there's something weird going on there.
He pulled out a turtle about 5 inches in length, wrapped in a small blue towel.
Why?
I don't know. Everything's still under investigation, so they're not releasing anything, but like, what?
I have some ideas.
Turtle was not harmed. All right, we're going back to Europe for this next Clits and Cunts. A politician was fined for buying pink water pistols online.
Ooh. This one's harder. I want to go with France.
North.
Denmark.
Close. We'll count it. They're all the same. This is Switzerland. Prosecutors ordered him to pay a fine of totaling 6,500 francs, $7,300, for a violation of the weapons law, arguing that it applied even though the pistols were imitations because they could be confused for real firearms due to their appearance. Despite the pink color. The politician accepted it and paid the fine.
You think it would be confused just because they haven't seen a gun in a while?
I don't know, man. Bought it from Temu. And apparently that's an expensive water pistol there. That's an 8 grand fucking water pistol.
I have bought some things off Temu, and it's very strange, that process.
I mean, it's just new age witch, right? Or wish.
It really
right?
is. It really yeah. is. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's got a clear custom, so like you got to wait 2 months to get your shit.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty cool. I mostly used it to buy like really cheap dice, and they are very cheap. I'm pretty sure these are hollow too, but it was cheap at least. It just took a month and a half.
Okay. We're gonna break this a little bit. We're gonna take a little break. If you remember, a while back, there was a story about this huge ice piece that came through a Florida house, and they're like, oh, it's because of an airline.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out, no. The FAA has been in communication with the, has been in communication with all the airlines that were working over that area, inspected the planes that those were, and none of them have water leaks that would produce the ice chunk that came through someone's house. And I know what you're asking. I forgot how big it is. How big is it? It was 6'3".
So pretty big.
Yeah, 6 foot by 3 foot. So that's a fucking melon just hauling ass. Yeah, so they don't know what the fuck it is. So there you go.
Someone's bringing back the trebuchet over there. That's for sure.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Does it say where this sold?
Somewhere on Earth.
Yeah. Somewhere on Earth. Someone sold a hot Cheeto that's in the shape of Charizard. My question to you is, it's under 100 grand. How much did this sell for?
Under 100 grand. Is it six digits? Oh, that's a stupid question. Ignore that. Is it five digits? Sorry.
Yes, it is five digits.
Okay, cool. 24 grand.
$87,840. Now, to be fair, this is actually kind of cool. And like, they gave it a card border.
That is pretty cool.
Looks remarkably like Charizard, like almost on purpose, but hey, whatever.
I think they should have changed the, I like how it's called Cheetozard.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have changed the HP to how much it costs to buy that on auction.
I don't know why they published this, because Nintendo's going to come up and buttfuck whoever bought this. I mean, like, you owe us half. That's our IP.
They just take a hammer and just crush it.
We either crush your hands or we crush your Cheeto. Which one do you want? Crush my hands! All right. State speculate. This is a Western state. Man says seven seas tigers were emotional support animals.
Seven seas tigers?
Tigers.
Western state, Arizona.
This is Nevada.
Okay.
Mr. Mitchell was being evicted from the property, and the owner of the property was not being allowed onto the property to inspect, the sheriff told the news station. We have known for several years that he has had big cats on his property, and for the last 2 years, this has been in violation because he had no permits for those cats. Sheriff said Mitchell was initially cooperative, but ended up being arrested on resisting after physically struggling with a deputy. Quote, our intentions was to seize the cats. Number one, for public safety. Number two, for the safety of the cats. And then he started to struggle.
Is this like the alligator thing in New York?
Yeah. Mitchell, who was the owner, says they're emotional support animals. Quote, the animals did not deserve to be snatched up, knocked out with drugs, shipped across the country where they were happy and content, where they lived for more than 10 years. I'm a 100% disabled veteran with PTSD. The VA and my doctors have approved the tigers to work as emotional support animals. Mitchell said six of his tigers were rescued from Joe Exotic, the jailed former big cat owner of the Tiger King series.
You think this guy needs his tigers back?
No.
Yeah.
Get a dog.
Six is seven. A lot. Oh, seven. Sorry, I forgot one.
Seven. What do you feed them? Like horses?
Hey, I heard you lost a lot in Vegas. Why don't you come on over?
Oh, yeah, God. Seven tigers.
You have to feed it like something like that, or you're just buying a lot of cat food.
I don't know, man. Speaking of shit I don't know about, we're going over to Asia. Clits and cunts. Teenage girl in country hospitalized with kidney damage after doing too many squats.
Hospitalized.
She's okay. But, yeah, exercised too much. Went to the hospital. This is an Asian country.
Japan.
This is China.
Oh. I won't lie, I didn't think they'd actually go. Jesus. Hospital there.
It was just a competitive squat challenge between her and another girl. Challenged a friend to do as many squats as they could over video chat. The two girls, who weren't used to exercising in general, sweated out for several hours in a bid to be crowned the squat king and ended up doing 1,000 squats before they both mutually gave in. They went to bed feeling sore and tired, something that naturally happens. Yeah. Except they both woke up the next morning in aching pain, unable to bend their legs, more shockingly, peeing brown urine. So if you don't know, this is rhabdo. This is a cool thing I've learned about the human body. Mm-hmm. If a cell dies, they're like, "Whoa, what the fuck's going on?" And they're like, "Oh fuck, we're wasted too. We're gonna fucking blow ourselves up." And so this is what happens when one, you're extremely dehydrated; two, you overly exerted yourself; and three, you didn't really do anything to replace it. So now all your cells are just committing seppuku, and that's why your brown's pissed. That's the inside of your cells just having enough of it.
I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, basically, you get hooked up to an IV for like days, and they just pump you full of liquids again so that your cells stop blowing themselves up. Okay. So yeah, they're both okay.
That's good. I didn't know about the cells that will just off themselves.
Oh yeah, like they catch a whiff and they're like, "Fuck it, he did it for a reason. We're out of here. We're damaged. Fuck out of here." All right. Only because we've been going for over an hour. We got...
It's been fun.
It has been. David Rush. Not David Rush.
Ah. Remember, don't say the gender, because it's a big giveaway.
Yeah. Canadian person... Oh, fuck. He could have immigrated. Tariffs and whatnot.
I didn't see any posts on his YouTube channel about that.
All right. Individual.
I haven't been keeping up.
All right. Individual person eats 25 Carolina Reapers in under 5 minutes.
Not him, but it should be you.
No, absolutely not. This is Mike Jack, a Canadian YouTuber, did this.
I love your name.
I wonder if his last name's off. Quote, I might make it look a little easier than it is, but I'm burning up here. I really feel it. The peppers, they really hurt a lot. Maybe let's not interview a man who's like absurdly high on endorphins right now. Like, what if we just come back a day later?
Yeah. Maybe like honestly like a day or and a half, maybe 2 days, you know. Give him some time to get that out.
Yeah, I think I'm throwing that one up. I'll take the esophageal damage. I'm not fucking sending that through the system. Jesus Christ. Mm-mm. All right, Rush, not Rush.
That's how you get more hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids is a spicy food. Sounds like a terrible time.
It is. From experience, it is.
Ninja skills earn... Man, yeah, I can say that. A Guinness World Record. It's throwing chopsticks at a target 13 feet away.
I think, for some reason, I think this is him.
This is him.
Okay.
This is him.
I was thinking it's either him or some person in the UK. Why they got mad?
This is, the new record is, there's no quote. This is the new record is in 30 seconds, right? 13 feet, 29 target hits with chopsticks.
29? 29. Yeah. As a disgrace to my own race, I could barely use chopsticks normally. I don't think I could do this.
Oh, dude, I've been using chopsticks to pull pickles out of jars. Woo, buddy.
I have been trying to get better with them. I've been using them to pick up goldfish.
Dude, yeah. The cheat code is when you're sitting at your desk, don't eat chips with your hands. Use chopsticks. And you save your keyboard and mouse. All right. Rush, not Rush. The most records for underwater pull-ups has been broken.
I'm going to say this isn't him.
This is not him. This is an Egyptian man by the name of Ram... Oh, my God. Rami Abdulhamid.
We take it.
He swam 29 feet and 6 inches straight down and performed, does it say? 33 pull-ups before he had to surface for air.
That's pretty, honestly, that's pretty cool.
He says the hard part is pushing yourself back down.
Oh, I could see that, yeah.
All right, and finally... did Rush play a single game of basketball for 121 hours?
No.
That's correct. This fucking maniac is actually a group of Georgian men. Europe, Georgia.
Okay.
Wait. Nope. This is America. God damn it. yeah, this is American men of the Atlanta-based nonprofit Men Opposing Sex Trafficking, or MOST. Completed their game at 10 a.m. Friday in the gym at a Christian school. The 23 players ranged in age from 17 to 64 and required to remain inside the gym for the duration of the attempt, even while taking breaks. The final score... oh, my God. The final score was 13,096 to 12,972.
It's honestly closer than I thought it'd be.
I didn't even think they kept score. I thought you just had to play. But yeah, that's...
So if they were forced to stay at the gym, was it one that had like a bathroom along with had it?
To.
Or
had to.
I was either that or buckets, you know?
Fucking sit right there. That's all I got, man.
That's all you got?
That's it. Kept it short and light. I mean, let's face it. After missing 2 months, we could have been here a long time.
That is true. So, maybe we'll be back next week. Maybe not. But you got anything to plug before then?
Nope.
Righteous Gemstones season five, four?
It's pretty good. Last week's episode was like legit the funniest one I've ever seen.
Okay. All I'm going to say is ghouls have been released in 76.
I have seen that. I have not. I'm trying to stay away from video games as opposed, or like if they're like kind of in depth for obvious reasons. Like the class, the nurse class I'm taking, I'm supposed to have human anatomy 1 and 2, and I only have 1 and I don't have 2. So it's pretty tough. So I've been hanging out.
Lot of school focused people on this side right now, which is a good thing. But I guess other than that, how do I usually end these? I don't know. Thanks for listening. You guys have a good night, day, week. I don't know. We'll see you in like either a week, a month, or a year. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.